It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means it's time to ask Ross. Ross, y'all ready?
Always. Let's do it.
All right. Some of these questions are a little bit different. You're either going to love them or hate them, so I'm going to put that out there. First one. This is Michael in Savannah. He says, hey, Ross, I've seen a lot on social media about quarantine houses where you select which house containing certain people and items you'd rather be quarantined in. Selecting from your former NFL teammates, who would you put in your ideal quarantine house?
Oh, geez. Well, I don't know. I don't know how many I'm allowed to have. And I don't know, you know, for what purpose. There's a lot of different ways I could go with that one. I guess I'm assuming that we're not with our families or anything. It's just the guys. I would have Drew Bledsoe there because he always paid the tab for all of our Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light in Buffalo. So I would imagine he'd hopefully keep paying. So I'd have Bledsoe there. You know, I was tight with Trey Teague, former Tennessee Vol, in Buffalo as well. So Trey and I still stay in touch. So I'd have Trey in the house as well. I'm trying to think who else. I don't know. I'd probably have either Takeo Spikes or London Fletcher, a couple other guys I play with in Buffalo. They were just such great leaders and good people that I'd love to have at least one of them in there, if not both. I think that would be, they'd provide leadership. Gosh, at this point now I'm wondering like who's a good cook, or, you know, like I'm trying to think of well, other stuff. If I'm stuck in a quarantine, I got my buddy Trey, I got Bledsoe who I like, and he'll pay for all the beer. I got Takeo Spikes or Fletcher for leadership. It's weird. I'm not picking guys from other teams. I don't know. I'd throw Brady in there just because I feel like if Brady's in the house, we probably get a lot of free stuff if we want it, a lot of cool stuff. Although I don't need people like rolling up on the house and in the back of the house with their, I know I saw where Tom had, you know, somebody who's, he lives on a body of water, and people are like just riding the boats up right to the back of the house, which, like, who are these people, by the way? Like, who are the people that do that? Get a life. Gosh.
I know. And ironically, I actually was on a boat there and saw the house. This was long ago, a couple of years ago, and someone pointed it out to me that was Derek Jeter's house. So, just as a quick aside, if the question had been about the Keystone Kickoff team, who would you have selected?
No, that's a good question. How many do I get?
I'll tell you what. We'll save that for another day and let you think about it so we can move on to the listener questions. Nothing good could come from that answer. All right. Let's go with Mike from Littleton, Colorado. He says, hey, Ross, great happy hour the other night, and it was cool to talk to the Rucci family. He said he tried to coerce a commit to Noah Vail. He has an offensive line question. You had mentioned before that our previous line coach was only teaching one technique to the line. What would you add to their toolbox of techniques so that they could better pass protect and live up to their potential?
Yeah, it's a great question. This is from Mike Shirk, who is he's from State College, but lives in Colorado now. I actually met him last week, so he listens to my other podcasts, like the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and Even Money for people that are into betting, or Fantasy Feast if you're into fantasy football.
Oh, let me interrupt you for a second. Since you already mentioned Mike's last name, he also reached out on Twitter asking how he could do the Ask Ross question. So if anybody else has that question, download the app Keystone Sports. There's an Ask Ross button. All right. Shameless plug there, Ross. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that, Jim. I didn't even know. I think I had forgotten that that's the way you had to do it. You got to get the Keystone Sports Network app and hit the Ask Ross button. Good to know. So, yes, everybody hopefully get the app. And if you get a chance to listen to my other podcasts, if you want some NFL stuff in addition to the Penn State stuff, please do. But we have these patrons, Jim. These are people that support my podcast network. And so we did a virtual happy hour last week for the draft. And the Rucci family reached out to me and they said, can we join? I said, sure. They'd be happy to have a surprise guest. So
that's very cool, Ross.
Yeah. So Todd, the former NFL player, was on it, and Penn Stater, his wife, Stacy, and their boys, Hayden, who is a tight end at Wisconsin, and Nolan, of course, who's like the number one ranked offensive lineman in the country. It was funny because one of the guys on the call, one of the patrons, Jim, was a Clemson fan. So he's like, what do I need to tell you? Or what can I do to get you to Clemson? There was an LSU guy on the call. So it was pretty funny. And then, of course, Mike Shirk, who said he listens to Keystone Sports Network as well. I said, that's great, man. You should ask a question sometime. So I'm glad it worked out. Boy, that is a good question. I didn't really have a problem with the primary technique that Lime Grover instituted. It's one that I'm familiar with from my time with Jim McNally. It's kind of from the Jim McNally school of thought, which is basically with your hands, rather than trying to knock the defensive lineman back with your hands, you're really doing it with your shoulders, whatever. But rather than having heavy hands or powerful hands, as some people say, they actually want you to try to climb the defensive lineman, if that makes sense. Kind of throw your hips into him and get as much of your body surface on his body surface as you can, and almost like pull him into you. And the one thing I noticed from having 9 different offensive line coaches in the NFL is that there's no set way at this point, Jim, that everybody agrees, hey, this is the best way to do it. What I would say is I think working on it and improving one thing over and over again is the best way to go about it. I don't think switching all the time is a great idea. So that's the one thing that makes me a little bit nervous about the transition to Phil Troutwine, is that, you know, these guys, last year was the best offensive line Penn State's had in a while, and it felt like they were really sort of finally coming together and understanding Lime Grover's techniques, and now all of a sudden we're switching them. So I'd be nervous about that, especially since there's no spring ball, you know, or summer for him to really be on the field teaching these guys. So, you know, that I think that's a fair concern, Jim, about Penn State this year.
And you also have the distinct possibility of, say, no out-of-conference games where you just jump right into your conference schedule. All right, next up, this is Mark from Kennett Square. He says, Ross, at times on the KSN podcast, you're all asked to make bold predictions. I want to make a bold prediction, and I want you to rate it anywhere from 1 to 10, with 1 being an Andy, 10 being a Ross or Bob bold prediction. Okay, so that's how he does his rankings. Here's my prediction. Running back Journey Brown will have some Heisman chatter by midway through the 2020 season.
I would say that is that's pretty good. I'd say that's probably like an 8. I think it's a very realistic possibility. You know, a 1 on the Andy level is because it's like so obvious, right? So we just kind of mess around with that.
Yes.
On some level, though, I do think, I don't want to say this is obvious, but I would say if Penn State is having the success that we think that they can have as a team, I think there's a pretty good chance that Journey Brown's a big part of it because of the issues at wide receiver and the new offense and everything. I think there is a pretty big chance, pretty good chance that Journey Brown's a big part of it if they're having success. The only thing that would give me a little bit of pause there is, you know, Noah Kane and Devin Ford are both really good as well. So that, you know, they're going to try and get those guys on the field and have production with them also.
Yes. If you want to be really bold, how about Sean Clifford getting some Heisman chatter?
Yeah, I think it's more likely to be Journey Brown. I think it's only Clifford if, you know, some of these young receivers are able to step up.
All right. Next up, James from Mechanicsburg. Ross, which position do you think Landon Tengwall is best suited to play at Penn State, guard or tackle?
Yeah, so my guess is that, and I think it depends on what else they have at the time, you know, who else they get in this recruiting class, et cetera. My guess is that they will start him at right tackle. You know, especially in the NFL, and this is a good question, especially in the NFL, there's really not as much of a distinction between left and right tackle anymore. You really need a quick-footed athlete at that position on either side. You might be able to get away with a little bit stiffer guy at right tackle, but not really, because so many of the good rushers rush from over there nowadays. So that's the same in college, maybe not quite as much, but it is. So I think they'll probably start Tengwall out at right tackle and see how that goes. And if it doesn't seem like it's a real natural fit for him, move him into guard. I mean, he is a really physically imposing and physically impressive kid. I mean, he already looks like he could be a starting guard for Penn State. So I wonder a little bit, you know, he also, when you watch the tape, is a little bit stiff. So I wonder if some of that's just because he's already so built up and he's so muscular and physical. I don't know if you saw, I actually was tweeting with Landon Tengwall this week. He asked a question and somebody tagged me on it and I replied to him about knee braces. I think he's got a chance to be a really good player. I think my sense is, Jim, he probably could get it done at tackle, but could be like an all Big Ten player at guard. That's probably how I would best describe it. Unless Troutwine can sort of loosen him up a little bit, get him to be a little bit more fluid than his junior video showed.
Gotcha. All right, that's it for Ask Ross. Stick around for quarter number four. We're going to announce our winner.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.